yeah, it's that time of the week for DMC. And you know, this week we talking about making this your summer of love. We talking about Kevin Hart and some style tests. Man, play the clip. Let's go. Every time you touch, is this that track?
Yeah. Yeah, this is when I met you in the summer.
Kevin Harris, actually, he's pretty big. Like,
yeah,
I barely knew of him.
Dude's clocking like millions every year.
Yeah,
can you imagine? Like, I can't even imagine that as a DJ myself. Like, just like, oh, I just play music at clubs,
right.
And I'm clocking in millions.
Yes, you know,
like. Oh, Kelly, your acting career never took off, but you made $20 million last year DJing in clubs. Like,
so
oh my goodness.
You are all set. You're right? Fine.
Like, acting, what?
He's singing here.
Him too. And Steve Aoki?
Yeah. Steve Aoki, Afrojack. There was a special on Viceland where they called Noisy, where they did just, you know, all the Vegas DJs, like all the big name DJs.
That's dope.
Yeah. It's funny. This is a cool little video. In the sense that, well, I didn't know he sang. He sings on this.
Mm-hmm. You know, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Well, when you DJ the track, might as well hop on it too, huh?
Hey, man. I got to work on my vocals. Your boy plays around, but I definitely, y'all don't want me singing because your ears will bleed.
You know, it's funny because there's that old song from Sly and the Family Stone, Hot Fun in the Summertime. And I was actually watching a documentary about famous producers behind famous albums. And Sly and the Family Stone was actually the first one to do, like, the beatbox sound in 71, which 10 years later, Run DMC, and then on and on and on.
And
all
then
the way
20
to Dr.
years
Dre.
Later, DMC. Right. Oh!
Hey. My name is Chaos. I'm here to say...
DMC
is on Wednesday.
Hey. What's going on, everybody? You know, it's DMC, Dating, Mating, Communicating. Of course, we had to come through this week. Of course, we have a great show lineup for you. I'm your host, Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. Let me introduce my lovely panel.
Hey, everyone. This is Constance Dunn. You can always find me at Twitter, Instagram, at Constance Dunn. And it's really funny because I'm completely without coffee. So I am trying. I have a new regimen out, and it's like I'm barely hanging on to control right now.
So don't be surprised if you sit like this at some point in the show. I'll just nudge her awake. Is it my turn?
And you are.
And I am your man, Chaos Jones, also Chaos J, on Twitter, Chaos_Oceans31 on Instagram. Oceans, why? Because your boy's so wavy. What?
I like how you just, boy so wavy. Because you know what goes with waves? The ocean. You know what goes with the ocean?
Summertime.
Summertime.
What?
Hey. And
see how we bring that all back
you
home?
Like that, right?
See
you
what
like
he did
that.
There?
Working on my hosting skills over
there.
Yeah.
You know? No, that's good because summer's coming and this is a magical, mystical opportunity for everyone and I want people to take advantage of the summer.
You need to. I remember those back in the day. Man, last day of school, running out of school, you felt life was...
Like, yeah.
It's like, I got the whole summer to myself. Right. I'm gonna do this, and this.
Yeah, like you have a long list of things you're gonna do.
Right.
Nothing that includes sleeping in. The concept of sleeping in did not exist until I was in high school.
If you woke up past 8 a.m. on a summer day, you did something wrong.
You were slipping.
Yes, because once that sun comes up, everybody's out.
Yeah.
One thing I hated about the summertime, though, of course, everybody has more free time. So everywhere you go, longer lines, longer, you know, there's families, there's babies crying every 2 seconds. It's like, you're supposed to be in school, but it's the summertime now. So
they're in the movie theater seeing, you know, that new Pirates flick. And you're like, wait.
Are you even old enough?
2 years old. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
It's funny, babies. But I love babies lately. So it's funny, babies used to be kind of annoying or they would be neutral to negative, the sound of them crying.
Yeah.
But now when I hear them, I'll be like, oh, that's so cute, you know? So it could be either way. It's always that way with objects. If you love them or you care for them, they're never annoying really to you.
That's true. It's like, too, you'll always make up some type of substitute as to, well, that's usually annoying to me, but you're conscious though, so it's cool, you know? It's like you figure out some way to make it good.
Yeah, it's like, have you ever had, like, lived in an apartment or something where you couldn't stand a neighbor and then you liked a neighbor? So if you heard one coming up and it was the one you liked, you're like, oh, like, cool, so-and-so's home. And if it was the one you didn't like, you're like,
They're here. Close your
number. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
And speaking of neighbors, though, you always meet new people wherever you do go. And that's what the summer is about.
Right.
More opportunities, more chances to meet new people. The question is, where do you go?
Right. So I have a strategy, and this is a challenge for anyone who is single and doesn't want to be single. So for the entire summer, you have to get your date book out. And I like the ones where you actually have to write because it enables you to commit more. Mm. And you go to meetup.com or you go to like your local calendar section, whatever town you live in. And you basically pick for each week, you pick and commit to an event that you are going to attend. And it can't just be any event. It has to be a market-minded event. So if you're a girl, think about the type of guy you want to meet and backtrack. Where is that guy more likely to be found? So it's not going to be knitting class, most likely.
Right.
So all of your events have to be basically along the lines of a great likelihood of meeting a guy or a girl that is along the lines of what you're interested in now.
Okay, so let me get this right. If I'm trying to get J-Lo, I got to go to a New York Yankees game or be around the Yankees Association.
In the dance studio.
Or in the...
forget, before A-Rod, there was Casper.
Hey, don't be fooled by the rocks that she got, okay? Right. She's still Jenny from the block.
Hey.
All right. But got you. Okay, so...
And their love don't cost a thing, so... Oh,
keep it coming,
your pockets ain't got to be right.
Yeah. It's murder. If you don't know, we're dropping all of J-Lo songs here.
She's definitely real.
Hey! Is it the way she walks? Is it the way she talks? Now I'm playing with you.
She's had some interesting guys in her life, but we'll do that another day. Oh, no way! It's Tritty Boy, 27!
Shout out!
He's in the building. Yeah. Hey, I rock with him so much. Shout out to Tritty Boy, man. He always shows love and support.
Yeah, something you wrote on Twitter is something we're going to talk about tonight, about, like, good guys, nice guys.
The good guy.
Nice guys with getting an edge that still keeps him nice guys, so I really hope he hangs out, because he was very interesting. Yeah. That's a really interesting.
I definitely got some tidbits on that.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
Kels, I just want to know if there's one way you plan on taking advantage of this summertime, whether it's meeting new people, maybe getting refocused to get a step ahead in your career. What would that be, man?
I'm going to need you to get out of my head. Right now, you pretty much just named, you just listed everything that I plan to do. Really? I'm getting refocused because there's a lot of stuff that I've kind of let slip by the wayside. I haven't been doing my auditions.
Right. I was just talking about this too.
I haven't got with you because you stay pumping out them skits.
Right, yeah.
So even though I still have the same jobs, and I still have the same commitments, I'm going to actively figure out more time and better time management so that I can do the things that I need to do, you know, as far as this whole entertainment game is concerned.
Yeah.
Right. And then I wasn't lying. I do plan on getting some form of an abdominal muscle, at least one, before the summer is over.
So you're getting back in the gym.
Back in the gym,
bro. So you're stealthy, because I always think you're, like, pumped up. I don't know what it is. It's really funny. Then you say stuff like, oh, you know, I have to work out. And I'm like, well, it looks like you do. Yeah,
I mean, I have a good frame. Thank you. Thank you, Dad. I have a pretty solid frame, you know, and I'm not terribly out of shape. I'm not, like, beyond repair. Yeah. But your boy got to do some work in the gym.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's one thing you plan on taking advantage of, Queen?
I'm just going to come in here with tank tops
after that.
You know what it is? I haven't done a hobby for a while. I've been very focused on career the last couple of years. And so a lot of times creative things are like, you know, learning new skills, evolving, you know, skills as a, I don't know, what on-air talent, I guess you could say. You know what I mean? Always just grabbing new skills, vocal stuff, whatever it is. So I realize I haven't done something completely unrelated to entertainment for a while. So I'm actually...
So you're stepping away.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a hobby. I'm desperately searching for a new hobby. So I'm not mad at that, too.
I don't know, Constance. You might need to check out a few hip-hop classes.
Oh, really?
Hey, hip-hop 101?
Yeah, I'm actually a flamenco. Like, I dance flamenco. Like, I've been to Spain and studied it. So I'm
let's step up that technique. Let's throw in another thing to the mix.
Yeah.
That sounds dope.
I'm just saying.
Oh, maybe I will. That'd be fun.
I can recommend
some places. I didn't even think of doing that. Is that funny?
I can recommend some places.
We should do a special show on it, maybe.
Would I look like a dork?
We not only should do a special show on that. But we should do a special show on some random cool spots. And I say random because outside of the norm, cool spots for the summer.
I like it.
I can dig it.
You know what? One of those spots, though, Target or Walmart. And let me tell you why. To find somebody? No. To go shopping-wise. Because I get my swimming stuff,
right,
my swimming needs from either Target or Walmart. Sorry, I'm not balling yet. I'm balling on a budget.
But low-key, though, Jimmy, like, you kind of seem like that dude that when you do get to that next level, which, you know, will happen really soon,
you'll probably still be at Target and Walmart. I'm going to still be there. I'm going to be like, man.
Don't blow all your money on some $500 trunks.
You tripping. But and speaking of trunks, when I hop in the pool, I know I gotta have some good sized trunks. Shorts, I don't know about you, Queen, but wait, guys, certain lengths always matter.
Yes, I've been dying to do this segment for like a long time. Listen, there are guys that are cheating themselves out of massive hotness because they are doing what we have here above. Kevin Federline, I am sorry. And look, focus like a laser beam on the length of his short and the width of his short. So what he's doing is he is truncating the visual line of his body, so he's appearing shorter than he is. And also, he could be accused of skipping leg day because I know a lot of men focus on the upper body and lower. They want there to be symmetry in the upper and lower parts of your leg, the thigh and the calf. And I know that's an area men sometimes are like, oh, I don't want to have skinny calves. A way to guarantee that you will look like you have skinny calves is if you wear shorts below your kneecap, mid-calf. Because what it does is, if you see, it's like the contrast principle. The upper part of the leg looks very big. As a result, the lower part looks much smaller. It's a visual trick. So, guys, no matter what shape you're in, remember that looking like lovely, or excuse me, that's more me talking to women, but looking balanced. You want to have like a visually balanced physique. For men, it's the appearance of broad shoulders and a leaner torso. And of course, there's always being symmetry of the upper upper leg to lower leg. Likewise for the arms. See, there you go.
Okay.
So I wanted to point this out. And of course, look at this picture. Let it burn into your eyes. And of course, if you're listening to iTunes, we thank you so much. And we're just showing a picture of a guy wearing very loose, kind of baggy. Kevin. And so let's take a look at the next picture, on the other hand. That's where you want your shorts to end, right above the kneecap.
Okay.
Because you want there, again, to be visual balance. So the only way you're going to get the visual balance is if you have a peak of the upper leg, which has – it's kind of a visual thing, but – trust me on this. What you want to do is, the next time you're checking out shorts for this summer, optimize your physique. Do not cut yourself short, as we say.
No pun intended.
Right. And also, the shorts tend to be often very wide for men. So look at a skinnier, a leaner kind of cut. They don't have to be skin tight if that's not your thing, if you still want like a kind of cool look. But just kind of play around and take a few different lengths. Just pay attention to lengths into the dressing room and just look at overall what the difference in length does to the look of your body and specifically your legs. So
that's interesting.
And basically, by this picture where it says yes, I'm guessing that would be the response of women when they see you.
Right,
they'd be like, yes.
Right.
Yes. Did you see his legs?
Don't forget the joint now. Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
Okay, real quick, Jimmy. Before you just got this breakdown from Dumb 101 here, be honest.
I couldn't stop.
Would you rock shorts like that?
You would look great in that.
Okay.
I'll be completely honest.
Yeah.
I'm trying to grow as a man.
Right.
Would I rock those shorts now? I would not.
You'd wear a more tailored?
I was a little bit below the knee. Kevin Federline.
Right.
Not all the way down, but a little bit below the knee. But as I start to grow older, I'm coming to realize I did that. That's just because all my boys did it. And you know, when you with the boys, everybody does the same thing, right? So, but I do. I'm going to do some calf raises.
Yeah.
I'm going to go just like that there.
Yeah.
Boom.
And shorts have come a long way. It's nice to see that they're people offering guys kind of leaner.
So have April. What's the thing with the summer thing that's
hot the
right
rompers?
Now? The rompers? Ooh. They've come a long way.
And I saw lace shorts. Yeah.
Lace shorts.
For men. I mean, it's one of those things. Have you actually ever seen a man wearing a romper?
I've seen plenty of guys now wearing rompers. Now, it's like the trending thing.
Really?
Yeah, it's a new thing right now. Although what's crazy is it's not really new technically.
Right.
It's old.
It's just what everybody's talking about.
I've got a picture of my dad with technically what could be considered a romper, but it was probably considered more of a jumpsuit because it was pants.
Yeah.
It was a jean like jumpsuit.
Okay.
And he had the, you know, he had the chest
where
open.
He had one thing down.
Nah. It was actual like romper status, but yeah. You know,
really?
And then he had the, you know, had it open with the chest hair out. I was like, whoa, hey, my dad was macking. If I find that picture, trust
bring
your boy
it on
will bring
in,
it
yeah.
in.
Was there a chain? Sorry.
No, there was not a chain nestled in the hamburger.
Nestled
meat.
In the hair. Okay.
Was it a jerry curl? That's the question.
No, my dad did not do the jerry curl. He just did the fro. He kept it real, real simple.
Black power
right.
style. Okay.
Trini Boy said, no, the romper and lace shorts. Yeah, I can't necessarily rock with that. With the other shorts, though, I'm not gonna lie. Typically, that's not my jam. However, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once your boy gets right, I might give it a shot.
Okay.
Because like I was saying, you know, as
like
things have changed.
That's right.
Like, remember baggy was like crazy in.
Baggy
and
was
now everybody's
popping.
Wearing fitted stuff.
That's right, yeah.
So, I mean, it really just makes sense. And Trini Boy, you know, anytime you want to hit up L.A. and, you know, and break it down on the breakdown in the dance studio, holla at your boy.
Yeah, hey. He's a professional. And
low-key, yes.
Before we wrap this one up, the topic of massive interest to me mm-hmm. is let's just show one last visual on this. Just to recap, as you see short lengths up here, you get a taller looking silhouette, and then the upper and lower legs have a more symmetry. So it's just length. You can rock them in whatever style you want, any type. Really formal or more like fun, whatever. I don't know what terms to add, but you could basically just always think about, be very careful on the length, and that goes for pants as well. So just when you're dressing your body, no matter what shape you are as a man, always think about achieving visual balance. And I give this lecture a lot to women because, for instance, short shorts, you wouldn't catch me dead in them because I tend to have a thicker thigh. I have like
Fight
the feeling now.
But here's the problem with that. I'm just going to make a confessional here.
Okay.
My calves tend to not, there's not symmetry. There's not great symmetry with my upper, with my calves and my thigh.
Gotcha.
So it doesn't look fabulous, fantastic. So I go for other silhouettes. I use, and we'll see some of these a little later, but I might use a longer skirt that's really body conscious. For instance, like mm-hmm. I wear a dress. You've never seen me in pants, right? I just do not.
Actually, we have not seen you in pants. That sounds funny to say, like, I've never seen you in pants,
right,
girl.
That sounds like, but.
Can I chime in for a second?
Yes.
No man in the history of the world would be like, nah, she ain't asymmetrical right now.
Right. Not never.
Like, I don't think I'm going to go get her
like,
number
you know what?
She's
this ain't going to work out. Your calves
right.
don't, you know.
Your nails don't match?
Symmetrically,
you're not asymmetrical?
Yeah, like, nah, girl.
But you know what it is?
I can't do it.
It's one of those things that I know I don't look like, you know, my best. So therefore it's a confidence. We always have that idea that when you look good, you feel good. And
when
then
you
go out
you
with
feel
very
you
different energy.
Perform good.
The way you react with other people.
Which is true.
The energy, the amount of people that come to you. You've probably had that happen when you just look great.
Yeah.
When
but
your
you
swag
listen.
Is up.
Exactly.
Man.
What people are like throwing stuff at you.
You'll
like,
know
take
when
this,
I got a
name.
New
Hi.
Outfit on, okay?
Right?
It's a mental thing.
When the cut's fresh, the fit's fresh.
Exactly.
Shoes,
you
the,
can't tell me nothing.
Right.
But hey, that's what the summertime comes though.
Right.
You got to go out looking right,
feeling
right.
Feeling right. And so like my tip earlier about like having a weekly event that you end up going to no matter what, you have to commit, is that the idea is bring your A game. So don't just dial it in. Like get an idea of what clothes really suit your physique and make you, more importantly, feel good. So when you hit those events, you really feel good and you give it 100%. And as women, we know that when you go to events, you can't be wallflowers and expect for the dudes just come on buzzing
That's
up
right.
to you. You have to go out and be really active, walk in with a smile, feel confident, do all that stuff.
Be approachable.
Exactly. Be approachable.
We don't need resting bitch face up in here.
Yeah.
No time. Stay away from that this summer.
Right. So that's my little tip. I just want you to have a great summer.
I likes it.
Have you guys had like major summer loves that you just are...
Ooh. Them summertime staying up.
I have had
looking
some
at the stars late night.
Kissing
I'm
the
thinking
dunes.
Of some.
Man.
Did you say dunes?
Dunes.
I oh, thought okay. she said dunes.
If she said dunes, that'd have been like, hold like, on well, now. No, Constance, that's not really my bag.
That's you know? Not my flow.
Hey,
Carlos.
Real quick, just to dial it all the way back, real quick, just something that I've seen is starting as a trend. Where we were looking at that picture earlier of Kevin Federline, and he had them like, it looked like some Jordan flip flops or some Nike flip flops.
Probably Jordan
I know
shorts.
Rihanna's got a pair. They've got like fur on them and they're like made by Puma and they look great. But I've noticed, I've started seeing women wear those out like they're dressed.
No,
like that's part of their outfit.
No.
I'm gonna need y'all to stop it.
Thank you.
Because that is not fly, it's not sexy. It's, you know when it's sexy? When you in the house.
Yeah.
Which you mate.
Yeah.
Or your boo thing. Or your husband. Whatever he is. Or your girlfriend. That's when it's sexy. Not when you out in them streets taking care of business.
So,
cut it out. Yeah.
Would you say,
I just had to say that real quick.
I'm glad you did.
And what else?
Would you say it's the shoe equivalent of hair curlers out in the street?
That or pajama
it's the
pants.
Equivalent
remember
to
when,
like leggings.
When girls were like, it was all the rage to wear like pajama pants and Uggs.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
And the Uggs were leaning to the sign like the Tower of Pisa. Oh my
goodness.
Gosh.
No, it's really
you need
bad.
To cut it. Yeah, Trini Boy says Chanel slide $700. First off, I'm not never
stop it.
Gonna pay $700 for a pair of Chanel
it.
Slides for a woman, a Gucci flip flops for me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, not rocking at all.
Can't
that's
do
like,
it.
Just think of the interest on that.
But to jump all the way back forward now, we went back and then we went forward. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you
no,
off.
No, you never did.
But you were talking about the whole summer loves. Yeah, I've had a few summer flings.
Have you?
You
have
know,
they been
and
fabulous?
And not, I don't even know if fling is the right thing, because in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, we're going to be together forever. And then by the time summer ends, it's like, wait, I don't even, where's she at? Like, I don't even know. Like, she don't call me anymore.
Oh, yeah, no.
Those are the best. But it's always good if you know that there's an expiration date on it. Because if you don't know that there's an expiration date on it, then you could get your face broke.
Interesting, yeah.
Fun fact, Ryan Leslie. If you know who Ryan Leslie is, he's a rapper and a singer.
Producer.
Also and a producer. Pretty dope. He has an album and I can't, it's called Transition. He has an album called Transition and, Ryan Leslie produced and pretty much broke, Cassie as an artist.
Really?
And I guess at some point they had a whole love affair thing. So they went from just being producer and singer to
awesome.
Lovers.
Personally.
And
yeah.
He did a whole album, that whole album Transition, you just go check it out. The whole album is based on their summer love.
Wow.
And she ended up breaking up with him and leaving him for
Diddy.
Diddy. She with Diddy. But yeah, whole album just about their love that summer.
Wow.
Jeez.
I know I kind of went off, but I brought it right back.
Interesting.
See what I did there?
Gosh, it's amazing because someone could have, you know, as they say that it doesn't really matter the length of the love affair, it's the intensity of the love affair. People,
yeah.
You know, my mother.
Just like, you know, sharing a weekend with someone could be worth more than someone who's been with someone for months.
Exactly.
You know, and that weekend was, it was intense, whether it was
passionate.
All different types of things, you know, went down. You may feel more alive with that person compared to, you know, someone you've been with.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
My mother used to work with elderly people, and she used to take care of this one man who would play an old album, and he would really cry, and he was quite elderly, and it was an album of, it reminded him of a girl that he loved, and he would talk about
why
her
does this
mother.
Remind me of like The Notebook or something?
He was he was a teenager when it happened, and he was very elderly. She stayed with him till he was till he passed away. You know, she was a caretaker. I
this
mean, imagine crying
notebook.
At the end of your life
it's not
about
notebook,
a gal.
It's not,
no, because The Notebook ended well. That's the thing. They got together. He didn't get Lorraine. Lorraine married his best friend, and he's at the end of his life thinking about a girl from when he was like 17.
Wow, gotcha.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay. That is crazy.
That is interesting.
He never found, he was still crying about a girl from his teenage. It's sad. It always made me sad.
I bet he learned something from it, though.
Don't let the summer slip by you.
Don't.
And if you've got that special someone that might not be your special someone right now, but you know that's your girl.
Right.
Go get your girl.
That's a good point.
Ladies,
lock
that's
it down.
Your man, go get your man. and have fun this summer.
Yeah.
Ultimately, have fun this summer. You know what? Here at the DMC, we not judging. So if you want to just go out and, you know, kind of low-key be a little bit of a hoe, it's okay.
A little bit of a thot.
But, you know, it's
okay. Have fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy the summer. If you're single, now is the time to just have fun, be carefree, and live life and enjoy it. Go out, do new things, meet new people, have new experiences. Get it in. And stay tuned, because we will get a show for you where we put you up on game on all the cool spots for date nights. And date days.
I want to ask
and date afternoons.
Yes, date. We're going to put some date ideas together.
And afternoon delights.
Afternoon delights. What is
the girl
do?
So that means we'll tell you about hotels. I'm joking. Sorry. Okay.
You mentioned something about a girl, you said if somebody wants to be a little bit of a hoe. So let's just say, I think the biggest problem is that there's expectations. So people could have mixed expectations. You could be looking at a girl saying, oh my God, I'm really thinking about her as an LTR. And she's just like, oh, this will be fun for a month till I go back to college.
Yeah.
So what is a way that a girl can communicate to a guy that she's interested in something very STR, short-term relationship?
I mean, just bringing up that dialogue, which oftentimes is the hardest, because nobody wants to be the first one to be like, hey, what are we doing? Like, nobody wants to ask that question.
What are we?
What are we?
It's like, you lost.
They say I think we should talk, you know? Nothing of that ever
goes. Here's the thing.
You got to have that conversation. You gotta do the dialogue to get
an
understanding.
If you do it now, you'll save face later.
Later, yes.
That's the whole thing. So, you know, do you want to wait and get your face broke?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can save face and just say, hey, you know what? I'm having a really good time with you. I enjoy the time we spend and, you know, we get to hang out. Just so that we're on the same page. Like, you know, I just want to know where we are. Are we trying to make this something serious, or are we just going to kick back, have fun, and go with the flow?
Right.
And you can just do it just as simple as that, but at least now that, you know, if you do it that casually and almost kind of nonchalant, yes, you do have something behind that question, but just be nonchalant and cool about it, and then just be open to whatever, you know, answer they're going to give you, and just say, okay, cool, you know what, if they want something short-term and you want something long-term, just, okay, you know what, I'm going to rock with it. Just think of it like this. You know what? I'm going to have fun. Better to have loved than lost.
And have never loved
and then, exactly.
at all.
But it's that perpetual imbalance where one person wants more than the other.
You know what? It's always going to be like that.
Okay.
So unless you find that one person that's your soulmate, and that's your one that you will end up, you know, rocking with long term, have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun.
That's
have fun. Be safe. Please be safe.
Please be safe.
No babies.
Interesting.
No STDs.
Conversation.
Yeah. But have fun.
Don't go home with strangers from bars, ladies, either. Just don't. I know you.
Yeah, no. When I say have fun, I said be safe.
Yeah.
Don't be taking randoms home from the bar.
Thank you. Because
you don't know where they've been.
Yeah.
Bar's dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Recently, one of my favorite guys has been on a little press tour run, and he can actually speak about having to deal with ex-relationships everything of that sort. Mr. Kevin Hart just dropped a book out, which I do plan on go purchasing.
You and me both.
I can't make this up. Life lessons. It just dropped. He's going to actually be at Barnes and Noble in the Grove Monday. So I believe I'm going to be stopping by to check him out speaking. But
I'm going to have to take time off.
He was
to do that. And I don't know. I kind of like my paper stacks.
He was recently on the Breakfast Club.
Right.
And he was sharing some words on his book. And the story that he told, I just related to it. I understood where he was coming from. Because when you're in a relationship and thing, and you become a whole different person, that's when you know you need to step out. But if you guys missed what he spoke in the interview, it was... this is what he said.
And we have a graphic on that, if we could pull that up. It's the last graphic.
Yes, this is Kevin Hart speaking about his ex-wife, Tori Hart. Me and my ex-wife, when it gets violent, we are fighting. And I ask myself, am I really fighting? Am I holding my hands up as if she's a man right now? Oh my God, I'm done. I've really got my hands up to not defend, but counter.
Right.
Like, I'm waiting on you to throw a punch. because I'm about to counter the shit out of you. Like, I'm really that upset to where if I get into a stance, when I get in my stance, that's when I checked myself. So what Kevin Hart was saying, he got in a point in his relationship where he was physically fighting with his supposed to be one and only forever on and on. But he said that's when he realized this relationship is toxic. It's not him because he's not acting like himself. So I think one thing we can take away from this whole situation here, in which I'll share my story. I believe I told you guys before, but when I got out of one of my relationships due to cheating wise, I turned into that guy. Let me see your phone. Who were you texting? Blah, blah, blah. So I became the insecure guy to an extent where I stopped and I was like, what am I doing? This isn't me. This isn't Jimmy V. I'm acting like someone I don't even know.
Like, it's 12:33 in the morning and I'm sitting in the bathroom looking at my phone. What's up?
You didn't trust her anymore.
I didn't.
And you were angry at her.
The trust was out the window. Right. But that's when I knew I got to step back.
And not be in it, right?
Yeah. It was tough to get through, but I'm glad I did because now I was able to grow through it, of course.
Absolutely, but you know,
you gotta go through with the growth.
That's true. That's right. And let's just put up a little picture of Tori, in case you need to recognize her. There you go. And I just have to put, I like this picture for one of the reasons is that I love this tube dress she's wearing. And I know you guys are going, oh, fashion moment.
Right? No, I'm driving because she got all them curves. Goddamn.
I didn't know Tori was getting down.
I didn't even know like that.
And it could could be Photoshop magic or maybe it's real. She's got a great figure. And if you are listening to us, rather, she's got a really great hourglass. And since I was talking about style a little, this is the type of figure. I have this dress in many colors and I use and abuse it. And it is va-va-boom, as you can see. Mm-hmm. But it's such a great foundation piece for ladies because you can put wraps over it. You can put great little, like, tops over it. And it really transitions. So one of the things that, if you've heard me talk about, I cannot stand seeing bare ass cheeks in the ones that go up the butt. That's a common thing. And for some reason, I just find it very inappropriate. I would rather see straight up topless women over seeing bare ass cheeks. I just it just seems very weird when you're walking down the street. Like, okay, I was eating a big taco the other day and a chick was wearing like a straight up g-string. I live near the beach and all of a sudden I was just like, ew. Like, it was a very, I guess,
and
think of it this way,
imagine if you're about to Constance crush I know Kelsey's with me too. That's the difference between Constance and I, because I got no problem seeing them cheeks, and I ain't talking about the ones on your face now, alright?
But on a tactical level for a lady, I think it's probably not going to get you a lot of great attention, so I'm just thinking about your summer love strategy, ladies. Mm. So the idea is I would avoid those shorts just because they're like, it's like a pest strip. It's going to get all these pests to you, and if you're showing, I'm not talking short shorts, I'm talking the ass, like, where you're in, like, at least half of your buttocks are exposed.
So see, me and Jimmy are just creeps. So we'll look and admire. We're not going to be like, hey, girl, what your name is? Hey, I like girl. The way you're clapping and not with your hands. No, we're not going to do that. We'll just admire from afar.
But can I have an honesty blast here?
Oh, of course.
If you guys actually saw, and I'm not talking short shorts, I'm talking the way up the butt ones, and you know what I'm saying. Would you take that purse? Would you be thinking LTR or STR?
No.
I want honesty.
No, I'm thinking FRIDAY.
Thank you. Vindicated.
I'm thinking Friday night.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because Friday night. With her, you'd have to like
just
beat up
got me.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm feeling right.
So, ladies, you hear it from the source here. So, this is a great. Dress is obviously going to add some attraction, but so this is something that would be a great alternative to something like a butt bearing pair of shorts.
Another great alternative,
it's very sexy.
Sundresses
are men go nuts on. See, this is what I'm saying.
You, went
you see that right there?
Me
let me give you that one more time. Let me get that replay. Because sundresses are life.
Yes, they are.
If you're ever wondering, like, I don't know what to wear today,
sundress.
Hop on that sundress.
Yes. I don't care if it's 45 degrees out. Sundress.
Aww, that's great.
Like, girl, you're going to be cold, but that sundress is nice.
Woo, shout out to the Warriors one time. They just clinched Game 3, even though I'm kind of going way off topic here, but I know it's popping right now.
Well,
they just beat the Cavs, but
did they?
Back to the conversation,
are you,
yes.
Are you you sad or happy?
I knew the Warriors were.
Yeah, they
win,
was
so.
Not messing around this time.
Okay.
Yeah, they weren't.
Well, Trinity Boy says he loves Tori and he follows her on Snapchat.
Okay.
He did also mention, good for you, Trinity Boy. He's focused on having fun and working hard this summer. That's good.
Yes, Trinity Boy. There you go. Yeah. Another thing about the summertime I did want to mention quick is that this may be the time to get ahead. And the way I mean that is you might have to sacrifice your summer. I'm all about enjoying the summer and having a good time. But if you want to elevate your game, the summertime is where everybody takes off, lays back, takes vacations. Yeah. I'm going here, there to have a good time. So if you're in a very competitive industry, the time to maybe put your foot on the gas pedal to get ahead of some of your competitors would be during the summertime because everybody else is laying off. They're like, oh, I did my work. I'm going to go chill now.
Yeah.
If you stay on your grind and you stay on the boom, 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 you could get ahead some.
Nuggets, right?
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
BYOD Nuggets, y'all.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Hey, man, that is a good one. Barbecues. Again, now I'm even more motivated.
I know, same here.
I'm going to go to another job when I leave here, Jimmy.
Right.
Barbecues will always be there, right?
Barbecue, yeah, definitely. But once again, it takes a sacrifice. When you get that call, like, hey, Kels, I just fired up the grill. I got the dogs. I got the burgers. Swing through. You could be like, that sounds great, but I'm studying my lines over here to bang out this audition. I'm filling out this job application to get this job. So it kind of just relies what type of summer do you want to have.
Yeah.
Really. But me, I say go with whatever you are comfortable with and have fun. You know.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you talked about that, about like kind of buckling down, because this guy I met, he was a dad, and he was saying he keeps talking to his son about thinking long term, because children are by nature, I think it's up to about age 20 something, that you're the front of your cortex of your brain is very short term focused.
You're until you're 25.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to say it because I just was looking at 25.
I'm sorry.
I'm mature for my age, so I've been on this.
You are 25, so they're thinking very short-term rewards, so he keeps trying to,
I'm thinking Friday night.
In 5 minutes, I'll be like...
Right.
But the idea is to think long-term, because the idea is you're going to have many more options then.
Right?
If you set yourself up and now for success, the options, you have
very
more options.
I wish, you know, I can blame this on someone else or something, but it's... Really, I wish I got out of my house, and if I wanted to be the best basketball player, I just got up and I worked on my dribbling skills all summertime, because it will pay off in the end. You got to think long term. You got to sacrifice now, but when everybody else is trying to play catch up, you did what they did months ago. You're onto a whole new level now.
Exactly. And especially if you're just naturally good at something, you could get that much better instead of coasting. Like,
and the summertime is the key time to do it, because nobody else is putting in that work. Everybody else's mindset is relaxation time.
Hashtag grind mode.
Hashtag grind mode. Right,
it's funny. It's very much oriented. And some people actually don't like to do vacations. Have you met people, or maybe you're like that, where vacations are like relaxing a lot? It's like you could do it for a few hours in an afternoon, but then you're just like 2 days of sitting around like,
I can relate. It's like when I'm not working, I feel as if I'm doing something wrong.
Oh. Right.
But that's so bad just because I'm so... career focused driven,
but
my
you should be
personal
right now.
Life is right. Yeah,
it's not until you get to like in your 30s when you give up on life.
He's joking. But there's one guy that I've been watching. Maybe you guys have seen him on social media. Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary V.
I knew you were going to say
this
that.
Man. Hustles 24/7.
Does
he 365.
I thought I put in work until you watch one of his daily V's where he captures everything that he's done. You see that there is really 24 hours in a day. You can get so much done within those 24 hours. It's how you approach the day, how you set your schedule up, and how you execute. Yes.
So, managing your day. Instead of having it manage you.
Big time management.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you.
Right. No, you should talk to me.
I'm just saying, my time management is terrible.
Terrible.
Although today, I was pretty good. Oh, what is terrible?
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, I'm where I need to be when I need to be there, but there's so many things that I don't get to do, and I'm like, there's not enough time in the day.
Right.
Actually, there is.
There's a lot.
If Beyonce can get it done, Kels can get it done.
I want to talk about time management in a future episode, because I saw one of those, like, Instagram memes, which is funny. By the way, on those little inspiration ones, why do they always have, like, gorgeous skinny people? Like, that'd be funny to make a series of them with people like that are
regular.
Like someone missing a tooth, or just someone like sitting there with their tummy hanging out going, live for today. You know you can do it. But with because one of those Instagram things actually made an impression. It said, don't be like a victim of time, like manage your day. But it was much more creative than that. It was basically like, don't let the day run you, run the day.
Now, here's a tip. In when it comes to not letting the day run you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know what is a black hole that we all keep in our pockets? Cell phones.
You're right.
Cell phones are a black hole. There are times where I am getting ready in the morning, and I've already got my outfit laid out. I've already got my bags packed, because I know it's going to be a long day. I got a lot of runs. And I will stop for a couple minutes, because I might get an alert on Twitter or something, on, you know, a CNN alert. And the next thing I know, 20, 30 minutes has passed, and I'm still on my phone. I'm like, scrolling. Oh, crap. Now I've got to rush, because now I don't have as much time to finish doing what I'm doing at my leisure. And now I ultimately end up being late. And then it's a domino effect. So what I would say is, don't let your phone control you. Control your phone, which is just
good
a play
one.
Off of what they just said.
Good one.
Use your phone for reminders. That's the bad thing with technology, is it does cause us to have short-term memory loss. And our short-term memory isn't what it used to be, because we're just so, everything's right now. Boom,
really?
Boom, boom.
Damn.
So we kind of low-key all have like a little bit of ADD. So make your phone work for you. Utilize that calendar app, utilize that note-taking app and those reminders. Make notes for yourself, make a list, schedule, even if it's just simple things like, hey, don't forget to email Jimmy Bob Joe. Not you, obviously, because your name is cooler, it's Jimmy V. But you know, use it to help you stay on track, because it's easier said than done to just be like, yeah, manage your time.
Right.
If that was that easy, we'd all be doing it.
If it was easy, everybody
would
do it.
But if you help yourself stay on track by, you know, using your calendar app, reminders and things like that, and alerts, that will help. And there's so many different apps now for managing your time and your reminders and keeping lists and doing it all in one fell swoop.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely check that out in the productivity section of Android or the app store, and use your phone to help you manage your day instead of just getting sucked in.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I just lost like 4 hours
total
in a day because I was just on my phone looking at random crap.
Happens all the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
And it's unfortunate, man.
Yeah. This great, our questions and conundrums, though, we have to talk about, especially
we've got
Trini Boy on the line.
Great one, yes, as we begin to end out our show.
Trini Boy's been rocking with us hard tonight.
Thanks. We appreciate you. You're our fourth host.
You're loyal.
You're loyal.
You like that.
Yeah.
I likes that.
Victoria.
And when you're in LA, you definitely need to come through.
Yes.
Come through.
Like, it's that's
we'll
your open invitation right there.
Yeah, you're DMC.
When you're in LA, come through. We got you.
Yes.
We got you.
Right here in the studio.
So as we head into our questions and conundrums section, where, of course, you guys leave a question in our comment section, we will be sure to answer that during our live show. So we've got one here from our last show here. It goes, unfortunately, I usually always fall into the friend zone category because I just don't have the edge girls look for. I'm very nice. How can you get an edge while staying decent and a good guy? I want to say off the rip, I see that this person mentioned, I just don't have the edge. Oh, this was him?
Yeah, it was a tweet.
But
it,
so,
yeah,
peep
so
game right here, right?
Yeah, it wasn't really a question. He just tweeted it, and it made me think that this would be a good
Okay,
topic.
Cool. So you say, I just don't have the edge girls look for. I don't think that's the issue.
No.
I think it's the girls you're trying to go out and get. Maybe you're not their type, or whatever the case be, because there's always somebody's always looking for somebody,
and they might not be on your level.
Right.
I know we always, and no diss to women, we love women here, but sometimes, you know, not every woman is on your level. Sometimes there are men that are on a different level, maturity-wise,
right,
than their female counterparts, right, and vice versa. So she may not be on your level.
Right. And you mentioned last week something very interesting. You talked about being a nice guy and how you have experienced women who are not accustomed to your level of niceness. Mm-hmm. It is very foreign to them, and they therefore interpret it as something it is not.
So true.
Right. And they're so uncomfortable true. With it. I bet those women have down the road turned around and said, I get it now.
Yeah,
they're just not used
example.
To it. They
you
never
would be
have.
Surprised
example.
How many times I've exactly. heard from people on, you know, through Facebook or just, you know, I've had the same number for quite some time, and it's simple stuff. They're not trying to get at me or nothing right. like this. They're mm-hmm. like, yo, I remember, and now I'm like, damn, I get it now. I just real quick hold that thought. My thing is, I learned at an early age that I felt, and this just is for me, that I needed to not be as accommodating. It's great to be accommodating, be nice, be the gentleman, but don't be too over accommodating. Don't be too available. That doesn't mean you have to flat out ignore a woman, but don't be too available. I noticed, I kind of said I balanced it with a little bit of jerk. I balanced my niceness with a little bit of jerk. And I'm not necessarily an asshole about it, mm-hmm. but I'm not always accommodating. I'm not always like, oh, poor thing.
Good.
and sometimes I'm not available. You know, you want to hang out? Okay, well, yeah, you know, that sucks because I already got plans.
Good.
And it sucks that you have to do that because that is kind of low-key a game. But that's just the nature of the beast.
Exactly.
And that's what you have to do. And the same applies for women. Don't be so accommodating. Don't be so available. Although I will say I feel like women have that a lot, they have that more down packed than dudes do. You know, when we get attention, we like, oh snap, what you want to do, girl? You
right.
hungry? You want
right.
some juice?
But slow down on that though.
But
slow down on
brakes,
that. Yeah.
You know, and don't be
want
so accommodating. you know, do you. Don't always feel the need to adjust your schedule just so that you can get time in with
you know
her.
What? That's so true, because I am guilty on that on so
well,
many
we want,
levels.
You know, we're excited. Mm-hmm. It's new, and you just want to throw everything in because you're like, I really want this, and that's great. But you still need to don't lose yourself, because ultimately it's going to hurt you in the long run. Don't lose yourself, and don't change your schedule. Don't break your routine just to hang out with somebody, because guarantee. That woman probably is not going to break her routine for you.
Really?
If she's got yoga, she's got spin, you know, whatever she's got going on, she's got girl nights, it's still going down, bro.
Right.
And you're going to be sitting at the house like, man, I should have hung out
on
with
our
the
side,
fellas tonight.
You're canceling everything to set up space for her. On her side, she's thinking, I was going to hang out with him, 50, but no, 50, it's fine.
Meet in the middle, but don't make yourself so available, and then she'll understand, like, okay, like, he has a life too. Like, his world does not revolve around me.
Boy, I love DMC.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, all day. Because that's when we start building our world around a woman, and yeah. then she's just like, okay, cool. And then it gets old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. that's another reason why women like bad boys.
That's another
because
thing,
because a bad boy is doing his thug thizzle. He is not thinking about, I'll
yes.
get to you when I get to you.
I'll chase these homes.
And that's the challenge for women, especially if you have a pattern of that, a childhood pattern of that. Your dad never gave you enough attention. You're still trying to get that. You're going to use another party, you know, in this case, the bad boy, to do it. But I really agree. I think you're onto something in that you can still maintain your good guy quality, but how you get the edge is that you practice like scarcity, which is the idea is that we never value anything that is given too freely to us, correct? Like
true.
If it was
very
a bin
true.
Of Chanel bags and they're like $9.99, you'd be like, yeah, I don't know.
Right. But, I don't want the $10 bag. Right, I want the $1,000
right. The minute they wait list it, people start salivating. And they'll be like, it's $20,000, it's $30,000, it's those Hermes bags that forever were waitlisted. There right, was right, not right. a shortage of no damn bags. They could have made them. It was, but they know to waitlist it. And of course, a leather bag is worth, what, $30,000 or whatever. People are just, it's one of those things. It's like if you look at evolutionary theory, we are hardwired to respond when something is in short supply. In the past, we had to fight for resources. It just triggers something in us.
That's true.
So you don't have to be like a creep, but I think that's a great way for a guy to make a woman pant after him. It's not be too available, because then you want to kind of prove yourself. You're like, I'm sorry, why is this guy not?
Yes,
like,
exactly.
And you're all of a sudden,
like, no, he gonna make some time
exactly.
for me.
Even if there's like a differential, and this is a guy that you wouldn't normally be that hot for, that will bring his mate value
very
up.
Very true.
There's a mystery there. You're like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna need to solve this.
Like why
he
is he not
up,
tracking
gonna,
me down?
Right, and when
my
I
life.
See him, I'm going to look finer than fine. I'm going to aim to please, to seduce. I'm going to get on this guy's damn radar because I don't like this nonchalant crap.
But
just
then,
don't overdo it
right.
because if you seem indifferent, I'll be like, yeah, bye, thanks.
And not only that, but then don't get lost in the sauce too when you finally do make time to hang out with her and then she's like, oh my gosh, she's so fine, and you forget everything that you learned here
on
the DMC.
On the DMC.
It's all about balance. Trini boy, you gonna get it, man. You gonna figure it out. We got you.
You,
show and you
love,
always know.
I already know you gonna
hit
be
us
good,
up
man.
If you got any other questions. We gonna get you your balance because the summer is around the corner.
Well, all guys
here.
Too.
Actually,
yeah. And Trini boy, you're.
And
I
we're starting
your
it off right.
He's good looking.
Oh,
yeah, that's why I thought
he's
he was
down with DMC. If you're down with DMC, 10 out of 10 times, you're good looking. You got your swag on point. If not, we going to get you on point.
We going to get you on point. And shout out to everyone else that's quiet in the chat, but I see you watching.
Yeah. We see you guys.
I see you.
And we appreciate each and everybody.
Yeah. All day.
You know this has been DMC Dating, Mating, and Communicating. We can be found every Wednesday, 8, 10 Pacific time. Add a couple hours in your time zone wherever you are. But that's how we get down. Thank you for everybody for joining us. I've been your host, Jimmy V. You can reach out to Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. Go check my platform, beyourowndad.blogspot.com. It's popping.
Yes.
Where can they find you?
Oh,
at?
You can always find me Instagram or Twitter, Constance Dunn.
And it's your man, Chaos J. Chaos Jones on the microphone. Say hey. What? Hey. Chaos J on Twitter. Hey. Chaos_Oceans31 on Instagram. Because I'm giving you 31 flavors of waviness 24/7, 365. Podcast, iTunes, check it out. Leave us some feedback. 5 stars, 4 stars. The rest don't count. Holla.
It's lit.
No romper zone.
Executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.